Good evening. Can I get everybody to have a seat, please? We're going to go ahead and get started with the meeting. Can I get everybody to have a seat? I'm going to go ahead and start with some general announcements. We have speaker cards and comment cards in the back. The comment cards, you can submit any comment you want, and you hand it to Mr. Gabriel Salazar in the back, who will put it in the box. We also have speaker cards, and if you want to have an opportunity to speak, you fill out a card, which will be brought up to me, and I'll call your name. Also, if you need translation services, there are headsets available in the back for you to sign them out.
It is always crowded right now.
Where are the cards? In the back.
Here with the
All right, thank you everybody. Good evening. My name is Felipe Chavez, and I'm gonna go ahead and start with this meeting. So I please need you to quiet down and take a seat, please.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and make the announcement about public comment one more time. There are public comment cards in the back. You can fill out a public comment card and submit it to the gentleman in the back. You can also fill out a public speaker card if you want to have an opportunity to speak later on. We have, if you need translation services, there's a person in the back where you can get headsets and you can sign them out. Thank you, everyone, and welcome to the first of a series of community meetings on sidewalk vending. This is the first of four meetings that our office, the Office of the Chief Legislative Analyst, was asked to conduct meetings to solicit community input. Okay, and the reason we are here today is to get back input from you on sidewalk vending and bring it back to the city council. I'm gonna go ahead and introduce the panel here and myself. My name is Felipe Chavez, and I am with the Office of the Chief Legislative Analyst. Our office was instructed by the Economic Development Committee to solicit more input from the community on sidewalk vending. And we have done substantial research and have had initial meetings to solicit community input, and we have worked internally with city departments and the county department of public health to come up with ways to present your input to the committee and the city council. So the representatives up here we have representatives from the County Department of Public Health, the Los Angeles Police Department, the Public Works Department, the Recreation and Parks Department, and we have the Office of Finance, okay? So each one of these departments is basically here today because they all play a role in what we are doing to respond to the committee and the council on the issue of sidewalk vending. At this point, we are in the phase of collecting public input. So there are various ways that we have established to solicit that input. One of the ways is we have a survey that is actually outside that you can take and fill out and submit back to us at the end of the meeting. And what is important about that survey is that it basically has questions that will help the city council and the Economic Development Committee make decisions with regard to sidewalk vending. Each one of the departments up here has been involved in responding to the committee's instructions and has been involved in identifying issues that we all need to think about when we consider whether to even have a sidewalk vending program. If we do have a sidewalk vending program, what would that look like? Okay? So our office is in the process of developing a website where we will upload all the documents that become public. And that includes previous reports that our office has done on the subject, and also the presentation that you're about to see will be uploaded there. Other documents that are of a public nature will become available there and will also be uploaded to other council file management system, which is where you can find all public documents for the city of Los Angeles, okay? At the end of, after the presentation, we're gonna open it up for public comment, and you will have an opportunity to come up to the front and express your thoughts and ideas on what issues are important to you with regard to sidewalk vending, including whether you think we should have a vending program or not, and if we do have a program, what do you think that should look like? the website, just to clarify, we intend on translating. We're working with the council offices to basically translate all the documents that we're producing to upload those to those documents. So hopefully by the time we have the future meetings, all these documents will be uploaded and translated for you. Okay, so after public comment, if there is still time available, we can open it up for questions that you may have with regards to the development process of the program. I just want to make sure that you understand that at this point, we don't have a program, and that the reason we're here today is because the committee and the council are interested in looking at the different possibilities and different issues that they would have to think about if they decide to have a program. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the PowerPoint presentation, and I'm going to ask you to also, during the presentation, be courteous to everybody, because everybody wants to listen and get information about what it is that we're considering. And also, when people come up to the front, be respectful of their time. And I ask you that, please be respectful. Thank you. So just, I understand that many of you were not part of, have not attended all the previous public input opportunities, but just so you understand, the City Council, Council Members Price and Weezer and Mr. Buscaino introduced a motion that asked our office to look at the possibility of regulating sidewalk vending in the City of Los Angeles. This motion then went to a council committee that's called the Economic Development Committee, which considered the motion. At that time, our office provided input with regard to what other cities were doing. So we looked at what other types of models that other cities were implementing with respect to sidewalk vending. In some cities, they call it street vending. Other cities call it sidewalk vending. The one we're talking about is sidewalk vending, okay? And it's important to make that clarification, because when we speak of street vending in the City of Los Angeles, it only pertains, when we speak about sidewalk vending, I'm sorry, it only pertains to the activity that's taking place on the sidewalk. So this policy or this program or this proposal would not include anything that is on the street. Any activities such as food trucks, pull carts, push carts that are being driven or operated on the street or parking or private property are not included in this proposal. During the first Economic Development Committee meeting, we presented initial community input, and we also like I mentioned earlier, looked at what other cities were doing. During our second report to the Economic Development Committee meeting, which was December 2nd of 2014, our office, at the request of the committee, presented a framework of how would a person go through a process to obtain a permit if they wanted to be engaged in sidewalk vending. And at that time, we looked at, you know, the possibility of issuing permits to food vendors and also to non-food vendors, so people who are interested in selling other items that are not food. And at that time, the Economic Development Committee asked our office, the Office of the Chief Legislative Analyst, to go and solicit more input, because the council members needed more help in determining what the community wants in terms of a sidewalk vending program. That in itself includes the possible, you know, whether or not you as a community want sidewalk vending or not, and if you do want sidewalk vending, what should that program look like? So just so we're all on the same page, at this time, sidewalk vending or street vending is regulated under the Los Angeles Municipal Code, Section 4200B, which prohibits sidewalk vending and street vending in general. So that means that doing so is illegal and can result in penalties, fines, jail, warnings, citations. So that is the law right now. Again, for clarification purposes, I want to make clear that should the council adopt a sidewalk vending program, it does not mean that what you are doing now would become legal. What that means is that if you want to become a sidewalk vendor through a program that could potentially be established by the council, it means that you would go through a process that would make sure that you comply with all the requirements that are set in place, and then you might obtain a sidewalk vending permit. That means that for individuals interested in vending food, you would have to get a county health permit. And that would mean that you have to get equipment that meets their requirements, okay? And that would be in addition to the requirements that are imposed by the city, whatever regulations those are or those may be, depending on the type of input that we get through these community hearings and depending on the type of feedback and research that the committee and the council request. So at this time, the three city agencies enforcing 4200B are the Los Angeles Police Department, the Public Works Department, Bureau of Street Services, and the city attorney. Okay, just so you understand, at this time, they are enforcing the law on a complaint basis. So if there's a complaint about street vending taking place in a way that somebody feels that it's in some way affecting their life, then they call one of these agencies and they respond, okay? The other agency that's not a city agency that enforces street and sidewalk vending is the Los Angeles Department of Public Health. And we have representatives here in case there are any questions later on. But basically, they have authority to go anywhere in the county of Los Angeles and address issues that have to do with safety related to food. So the public health department does not or is not involved with vending that is not related to food. So merchandise or any of that is not necessarily a concern of the county health department. This next slide basically shows the citations and complaints that were issued for the year 2014. And this is just there for reference for you to see that where the highest concentrations of complaints and citations that were issued by both the police department and the public health department. As you can see, there are several areas that happened to coincide with the number of citations that were issued by both the county and the police department. And those are areas that have given us an idea where street vending has been identified as, you know, the fact that it's occurring. We're cognizant of the fact that it's occurring everywhere in the city, but it just happens to be that these are the locations that have been identified through this set of data. There may be others as well. Just as a point of reference, can you go back? So these citations, the way we're defining sidewalk vending may be defined differently for the county and at this time for the police department. So it could include citations issued for other activity that's not just sidewalk vending. It could include food trucks, it could include other activity, push carts or pull carts that are taking place on the street. Thank you. As part of our initial research, we Our office met at the request of the Economic Development Committee Chair, met with several organizations as are listed in, on this slide. It was not limited to those, but those are the ones that were identified at that time. Subsequent to that, more organizations on all sides of the issue have submitted additional public input. As you can see on this slide, we can see the types of issues that were identified by those organizations, and that we are now, our office now has a better understanding of the issues and concerns that are existing as a consequence of sidewalk vending. I'm just gonna read through them quickly. We have enforcement, trash and abandoned equipment, dump food, congestion, ADA concerns, potential liability, the fact that taxes may not be paid, harassment by police and businesses, extortion by gangs and businesses, the need for information on how to establish a business, the types of permits that we get. I'm gonna stop there for a second and explain that. In terms of the permits, some vendors, my understanding is that are getting some types of permits. For example, they get a county health permit, they obtain a City of LA business tax registration, and they obtain a state seller's permit. But even by having those permits, that does not mean that you can legally vend on the sidewalk at this time in the city of Los Angeles, because we still don't have a permit process. Okay, so that is an issue, and I think it's important for people to understand that. The Office of Finance is here to explain what, if needed, what it means to get a business tax registration. So she'll be able to talk about that later on. Other issues identified are the fact that people are unaware or don't know what the regulations are. At this point, the main one is that sidewalk vending is prohibited, and we're now in discussions to consider whether to move forward or not. If we move forward with establishing a program, then what would that look like? And the last two items on here are inadequate equipment, and I want to stress that again, because I want it to be clear that if we go through with a program, the equipment that you use now may not meet county requirements. So for you to be in compliance, you would have to go through the county and obtain a permit that basically says that the equipment you use meets all the requirements. And the last thing is food safety. So there are state requirements that require food establishments to prepare, to take food handlers courses. And my understanding is that although some individuals do take the courses, there may not be enough information out there to let other vendors know that that this is a requirement. So, you know, after going through that first phase or first part of this presentation, we're now faced with where do we go from here? And that's exactly what the Economic Development Committee is trying to figure out. Should we even have a program, as we can see on number one? Should we maintain the status quo and not do anything about it? Number two, should we continue to prohibit sidewalk vending but increase enforcement? Or number three, should the city allow sidewalk vending? And if so, if the city then chooses to allow sidewalk vending to occur, then what types of questions do we need to consider to help the council decide the types of regulation, training and education, and how enforcement needs to be changed in order to make a program successful? There. So if we do maintain the status quo, that would mean that the city would continue to prohibit sidewalk vending. And that would mean that the enforcement agencies would continue to enforce Municipal Code Section 4200B, and that would mean that officers and street services investigators would respond on a complaint basis. other option is, should the city continue to prohibit sidewalk vending and increase enforcement? If so, you know, enforcement is a broad term. So what would that mean? Would that mean you want more police officers? Would that mean you want more investigators, street services investigators? Or would that mean you want increased penalties, lowered penalties, increased fines? Do you want a task force established? That is the type of input we want should you choose option two. If the council chooses to establish a program, then we would look at what are the concepts, the larger concepts that the council needs to consider to establish a program. And the broad concepts are basically regulation, training and education, and enforcement. So ideally, we're looking for input that address all three and what that means for you. Okay, so you'll have an opportunity later on to comment on what you think is important for you. On here we have sample placement provisions. These were requested by the Economic Development Committee, and the reason they were requested is because they wanted to provide the community with something to react to. So these are out there. We made copies, and they have been placed out in the front, and you can obtain the copies of those and write on them and submit them as public comment, or you can come up to the front and express your feelings or your thoughts on the issue. But basically, these provisions have to do with placement. You know, some of the issues related to placement have to do with, you know, does the city want to allow sidewalk vendors to be anywhere they want, or should they be in a manner that's safe and that does not create traffic congestion and that does not disrespect other businesses by, you know, setting your business directly in front of them. So regulations that would be important are those regulations where that basically ask you to be at least a certain distance away from an entrance to another business, or in a way that does not create a safety issue for you if you're near the street. Those are issues that are important for street services and the council and all of us up here to consider. So your input is very valuable for us. Again, this is just a continuation of the previous one. And I repeat that we have copies of these regulations out in the front if you want to read them. As part of what we expressed earlier, we are planning on providing translated documents up on our website for future meetings. With regard to fees and permits, so as part of the regulation that we're looking, that the Public Works Bureau of Street Services is looking at, they would also be looking at, because they're looking at how many permits are issued total, that would also determine, that is driven by the regulation that determine how many vendors can go on a certain street. Not all streets on a certain sidewalk. Not all sidewalks in the city of Los Angeles are the same. Some have more street furniture, some have signs, some have alleys. Other sidewalks may not be sidewalks, they're just part of the street, and maybe it's not safe to be vending there. So depending on those regulations and what the city determines is the total number of permits, we would then determine what the fee would look like. So that, and also with possibly doing a fee study to determine the full impact of a program, and then that would also depend on how much of the portion would be covered by the fees, or if it's funded by other sources of funds. Another element that's important to consider is the issue of hours and days of operation. So as an example, I included two examples up here about the sidewalk vending or street vending hours in two other cities. San Francisco's vending hours are 6 a.m. from day one to 3 a.m. the following day. And Chicago has operation hours of 5 a.m. to 2 a.m. And there are other cities that basically have issue a permit for, say, 8 to 5 p.m., and if you want to operate in the evenings, you must obtain a separate permit and pay a separate fee. So if that is an issue for you and that is something you want to express your ideas on, please fill out a card or come up to the front and provide your input. Another major element that was important for the Economic Development Committee was that if there was to be a sidewalk vending program, they want vendors to learn what the requirements are. So not only requirements with respect to what the county requires to obtain their permit, but also requirements about what are the regulations that the city's gonna issue before you obtain the permit. So one of the things that has been contemplated is requiring individuals to learn about rules and regulations and the permit process, distinguish between what is a business tax registration and other types of permits, including insurance and estate seller's permit. I think that a lot of people may have issues knowing what permit allows you to do what, okay? And I repeat again that at this time, none of those permits allow you to vend legally on LA City sidewalks. As an option, the city could provide services and educational courses related to helping you develop a business plan, finance and accounting, marketing, preparation for loan qualification, and how to pay your taxes. Taxes has been an issue that has been raised many times. How would street vendors pay their taxes? And in the city of LA, there's for small businesses that earn less than $100,000 at this time don't pay a business tax. So if your business, and that goes for all businesses. So businesses that pay over, that earn over $100,000 are those that would have to pay the tax. But everybody who has a business in the city of LA would have to obtain a business tax registration. So everybody has to register in order to not receive the incentive and not have to pay the taxes under $100,000. Again, the Office of Finance will be here in case you have questions for them regarding that topic.
I just wanted to talk about the small business exemption. In order to qualify for the small business exemption, you would have to register with the Office of Finance and report your gross receipts before the February 28th deadline, which is every year. So the reporting period for the business taxes, it's between January 1st and February 28th. If you do not report by February 28th, you will have to pay the tax required.
Thank you. So again, In any under any of the proposals or under any idea contemplated for sidewalk vending, including not establishing a program, there are still options to consider in terms of enforcement. I want to remind you that the enforcement agencies in the city of Los Angeles are the Public Works Department, Bureau of Street Services, the Los Angeles Police Department, and the city attorney. So when we talk about changing, increasing, decreasing enforcement, we're talking about these three agencies. So one way to consider changing enforcement is, as you can see on this slide, if in option one, the city council decides to increase enforcement by increasing the number of investigators in the street services department, that would cost about around $500,000, and these street services would be responding to complaints. So it wouldn't be individuals dedicated to patrolling any areas, but they would respond to complaints that were made by any other member of the community. Option two is what would cost for adding 9 additional investigators, and that would basically consist of approximately $900,000, which would cover the cost of having street services investigators respond on a complaint basis and partially patrol some areas that the Public Works Department and the City Council determine are areas that need to be patrolled. And option three consists of possibly adding 17 investigators dedicated to proactively patrol areas identified by the Public Works Department or members of the City Council. That would cost about $1.7 million. And this is only the cost of that piece of the enforcement. If it is determined that there's other types of enforcement added, then that would be an additional cost. This also does not include administrative costs and does not include any cost of an educational component. So today we have several sidewalk vending models as options for you to consider, evaluate, and comment on. It doesn't mean that these are the only options. You can certainly come up to the front and express your thoughts on any other models that you believe merit a consideration. Under model one, it's basically we retain the status quo with possibly increasing enforcement and possibly doing outreach to discourage the type of illegal sidewalk vending that's occurring now. Under model two, the City Council could adopt a sidewalk vending program that is permitted citywide. Under that, the Public Works Department, Police Department, and other departments in the city would establish regulations and procedures to establish such a program, including an application and fee process, and including enforcement, regulations, penalties, fines, and any other issue associated with making it easier for those vendors who want to become vendors through this process to get a permit. Under Model 3 is a community-driven model where the community from wherever, representing whatever area of the city would come forward to the council with a plan and say this is the type of program we desire. This right here is just a model, so you can see visually sidewalk vending is prohibited under this model. We're reserving the status quo, but there's also the option of increasing enforcement. And when you talk about increasing enforcement, it's also good to know what type or how you want to increase or change enforcement. Some ways are to increase street services investigators, to increase police officers, or to increase penalties and fines in order to accomplish whatever the goals end up being with this program. Under Model 2, as you can see here visually, the City Council adopts a citywide sidewalk vending program. We establish regulations and locations are designated, so individuals would apply for specific designated spots throughout the city and either obtain or are denied for that spot, or also within designated locations in city parks. And under the third model, we have a community-driven sidewalk vending program where the community basically brings to the council a proposal, like I explained earlier. And under that proposal, we laid out several options that we thought could be important for the community to consider. Under one of them, you still have a designated locations anywhere in the city. So under that model, individuals can go and say, I'd like to apply for a spot on the corner of Cesar Chavez and Soto. So you apply for that location, and if you're issued that location, then you get a permit. If there are concerns or there are any other types of safety issues, then you would be notified and asked to apply for a different location. There's also the option of designating zones. Some zones already exist because naturally street vendors tend to go to certain commercial areas to do vending. So naturally, you already have vending taking place. What would be different is that now city officials working with the county would help get you to comply with the requirements. And then we have traveling markets. A traveling markets would be, it's gonna be kind of like a traveling market would go to food deserts. The city has identified areas in the city where they lack in healthy food options, they lack in fruit and certain types of foods that are more beneficial for the community in general. But under the traveling market, potential sidewalk vendors and other vendors would participate and travel through this process to different areas of the city to do their vending. And I only mentioned healthy foods because that's one option, but you can also do other types of foods or other type of vending as well. The fourth option here is in the city market. There are already established a few venues where vendors are able to sell their foods and products near high trafficked areas, such as near the DMV or near a metro station or other locations where individuals or members of the public also need food services. So that is another option that has been contemplated. And the last one is vending in city parks. So some vending is occurring in city parks already. The idea is that vendors would go through a process and apply to be able to vend legally in city parks. Okay, so those are the three models that we have today. And again, we're not limited to those models. We're open to ideas to changing these models or creating new ones that make sense, including the model of continuing to prohibit or continuing or exploring the possibility of establishing a program. This concludes the PowerPoint presentation, but I want to remind you that you can submit comments or questions to that email up there, sidewalk.vending@lacity.org. And you can also attend future meetings on sidewalk vending that will be occurring on June 11th, 18th, and the 25th. They're all on Thursdays, and they're all in the evening from 6 to 8. And we also have some of these, I believe, on the table out there in case you want to pick one up and add them to your calendar. At this time, I'm just going to have somebody bring up the cards for me so I can read off the names. So we're going to open it up for public comment. And if there's questions after public comment, we will make that time available for questions. And again, if you want to submit a card for public comment, you can go to the back and you can get a card back there. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and call a few names, and I'm gonna ask you to come to the microphone right here, and just line up. I am gonna have a timer because we want to make sure we offer enough time for people to comment. It'll be a one minute limit, and I ask you to be respectful, and I ask you to be conscious of their time. Thank you. Can I please have Yolanda Gonzalez? Alisa Van Bean. Devin Strecker. Renee M.G. Chavez. Okay. Just so you know, we do have individuals throughout the space here taking notes. So I just wanted to make sure that that was point was made.
Thank you. My name's Yolanda Gonzalez, and I've been a property owner here in Boyle Heights for over 34 years. I was part of the injunction that we filed against the gang members due to the vendor problem that we had in the year 2000. I think this is not even something that we should have in place, because we already have laws in place called ROW, the right of way. That is a common law, and that is governed by federal, state, regional, and water quality programs. We would have to amend the constitution of the city in order to get this vending program in place. That's why you have private properties where you have vendors, they pay a fee, and they can vend anything they want to under private property. Also, even in schools like in Fairfax High and Venice High. Also, we shouldn't even have this. Now, for those property owners, the Constitution protects property rights. If you want to have a lawsuit because you have a vendor in front of your street, be ready. Have insurance policies, because I got sued for it. Thank you.
Hi, Alyssa Van Breen, Hollywood. Am I ready? Hollywood Property Owners Alliance. We manage the Hollywood Entertainment District Business Improvement District. Our bid covers 1.6 miles along Hollywood Boulevard, and we work very hard to keep the sidewalks clean, safe, and hospitable for all pedestrians, tourists, workers, residents, and students. Our sidewalks are among the most densely packed in the city of Los Angeles. Already, pedestrians experience what can sometimes feel like an assault with all the attempts to capture their attention and their money. On a typical summer day, one can be approached on every block by aggressive tour operators. In the most busy tourist zone, there are dozens and dozens of street characters and seedy vendors who have been known to shake down unsuspecting tourists. We already have vendors selling food and merchandise on the Walk of Fame, and the city seems overwhelmed by the prospects of enforcing the current laws on the books that prohibit vending. We can only imagine that if sidewalk vendors were to take up residence on every block along the Walk of Fame, an already congested and sometimes chaotic situation would be made much worse. Finally, we have many restaurants and small businesses that depend upon the tourist trade to pay their bills, their payroll, taxes, insurance, rent, and the bid assessments that are passed through to them. This puts them at a serious disadvantage. There may be communities in our city who want more liberalized sidewalk vending. Hollywood is not one of those communities. Alyssa Van Breen, Hollywood Property Owners Alliance. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, my name is Devin Strecker. I'm representing the Central Hollywood Coalition, which manages the Sunset and Vine bid covering 44 blocks in Hollywood. This is an area that's experiencing an economic revival.
Excuse me. I'm going to ask you to be respectful. We only have about an hour to go through this. If you keep yelling at people and disrespecting, then we can't move forward. So I'm asking you respectfully to respect everybody's time.
This is an area that's experiencing an economic revival where few restaurants and small retail businesses were 5 years ago. Things have changed radically. We want to support our small businesses who have taken the risk to invest in Hollywood. With the adoption of an increase in minimum wage recently and the prospect of having vending on every corner on Sunset Boulevard, this is a double whammy threatening their very survival. Further, we have concerns about the public safety with respect to food handling and storage. For these reasons, we would ask that Hollywood be exempted from this ordinance if the City Council decides to proceed. There's already an ordinance in place that allowed for the creation of sidewalk vending districts. Perhaps that ordinance should be dusted off and amended to meet the needs of neighborhoods that want sidewalk vending. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Renee Chavez, and I'm a resident of Boyle Heights, and I am against illegal street vending. Just because it says just that, it's illegal. I would actually state.
Okay, I'm gonna remind you again. Every time you disrespect, I have to stop the time. So we may not be able to get to you to have an opportunity to speak.
Again, with respect to the people that are here, we have laws that are currently in place that are not being enforced. With respect to the survey numbers that you put up, they're seriously deflated for particularly Boyle Heights, because the reality is I was here in this very building years ago when we had this very same discussion, and unfortunately, it was not a priority. So I would say that your numbers are incorrect. If you're going to do the survey, it should be by neighborhood and truly actually record things. And the reality is that our police are overburdened. They don't take care of this because it's not a priority, and I do understand that. The truth of the matter is what we actually have to do is protect our small businesses and our community the way it stands. And until this ordinance is truly looked at, truly discussed, really put the enforcement mechanisms in place and actually do that. I'm going to take like 5 more seconds because they did take part of mine. So again, it is a respect issue for everybody that's in the room, in the communities that they are going to be in, and handle it properly. Thank you.
Can I please see Jacqueline Mejia, Valerie Lizarraga, Nancy Mesa, Juana Rosa Carrero, and Aldo Medina.
Hi, my name is Jacqueline Mejia. I'm a resident of Boyle Heights and a policy advocate with the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles, also known as CHIDLA. CHIDLA is a statewide organization that works to advance the rights of immigrants and refugees in Los Angeles County. CHIDLA is in strong support of the legalization of street vending. CHIDLA believes that a comprehensive citywide permit system will foster entrepreneurship, activate city sidewalks, increase public safety, create jobs, increase healthy food access in communities with limited food options, and allow significant contribution to the local economy. CHIDLA feels that the legalization of street vending should be education-driven, not made to criminalize street vendors. For all the aforementioned, CHIDLA strongly supports the legalization of street vending and respectfully urges you to also support this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello everyone, my name is Nancy Mesa and I'm a Boyle Heights resident as well. And I'm here in strong support of moving forward and creating a policy to address street vending. Hardworking street vendors have been working to pushing this in the city for the past 5 years. So I think the time is now. We can no longer wait on moving forward with a policy. And I know some folks have talked about this policy, that it will create some sort of apocalyptic nightmare, but the reality is that Los Angeles is one of the only major cities that does not have a street vending policy. So the norm in every major city actually is to have a street vending policy. So I think we also need to understand and look at the context of where street vending is nationally. I know that we are far, far behind. Street vending will also bring in much needed jobs and is already sustaining the much needed jobs that the city hasn't been able to create. So we need to encourage more entrepreneurship and legalize street vendors that could come out of the shadows. And honestly, just also having materials, when we have these meetings, having materials that are translated, because right now all of these materials in the surveys are not in Spanish, and the majority of folks here, it is Boyle Heights, it's in Spanish. I also want to make sure that's taken note.
Thank you.
My name is Valerie Lizarraga. I'm here on behalf of the Urban Environmental Policy Institute of Occidental College, and we strongly support the legalization of street vending here in the city of Los Angeles. Professors and students at Occidental College have conducted research on street vending and work with groups organizing vendors here in the city of Los Angeles. We support the legalization of street vending and also establishing incentives for healthy food sales as a way to support the livelihood of vendors who are members of our community, and also as a way to promote greater access to healthy food in our communities. It's also a way to keep our street vibrant and make them more walkable and safe. Thank you.
All right, good evening. evening. My name is Juana Rosa Cavero. I am Healthy City Coordinator at Advancement Project California. Healthy City is a program of Advancement Project, a next generation multiracial civil rights organization. We believe in health equity and that that right can only be achieved when all individuals have equal opportunity to attain their highest level of health. Today here we stand alongside our community partners requesting that this policy that has the opportunity to powerfully shape how communities by moving small business owners and families living in poverty out of the shadows with safe and legal employment opportunities. We need to adopt this local policy that creates a permit system for these small business owners, levels the playing field, and increases local purchasing power along LA's many business corridors. Specifically to your questions that you had and wanted input in, we have done numerous focus groups around the city, and one of the things that we have found is that there is a need for education and training to small business owners. We can take this opportunity.
Thank you. I'm sorry, did Nancy Mesa already speak? Can I please see Leon Arellano, Rachel Torres, Mike Dennis, Rudy Espinosa, and Cynthia Anderson Baker?
I'm ready. I'll speak next. I'm after him.
I'll call him again.
Okay. We are here from the District 1 that we represented from the MacArthur Patch section. We are here because for a moratorium for the citation at this moment, by example, on myself, I make $90 a day. And I support my family with that money, and I still, I mean, sometimes I get a ticket and I don't mind, I pay. But if you make a regulation for that area, maybe I agree with you guys. And I agree with your team. Our life living is very different than yours. Our day is starting at 4 a.m. and will finish at around 9 p.m. for just a few dollars, but it's okay. My man sold in the District 1 for 40 years and make a better life for us. Me and my brother.
Thank you.
Get education. Thank you very much.
Muchas gracias al compañero que acaba de hablar. I want to start off by saying that it's 2015. Really? We're really considering not having an issue like a permit system here. I want to say that it's a shame that the size of the city that we have don't have a permitting system, and that lack of system has criminalized hardworking individuals and entrepreneurs, and it's a human rights issue, really. I stand here in solidarity with all vendors that make an honest living, and it's time for the city to start earning their high wages and start pushing for a real permit system here. For all the vendors out there working right now, I stand in solidarity, and I have the privilege to stand here and voice my opinion for them, and it's on their behalf. It's also to revitalize our commercial corridors, right? All the small businesses also do benefit from street vendors, because not all small businesses can stay 24 hours a day and late nights, right? These vendors go past the hours of operations of some of the businesses, so it just continues to revitalize the corridors here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mike Dennis with the East LA Community Corporation. I'm also a Boyle Heights resident. I'm here to speak in favor of the policy that would support street vending citywide in Los Angeles. We've been organizing vendors for several years now. Economic Roundtable just put out another study that shows that street vendors alone generate $500 million in economic activity every year in the city of LA. The city was a tax it. We'd be bringing in $40 extra million for city revenues, so the cost of enforcement would be far outweighed by the revenue being brought in. So the other thing is I want to say that for folks that have been scared into opposing this policy is about small businesses. So the Coalition to Save Small Businesses should join the street vendor campaign, because we're the Coalition to Save Small Businesses.
Hello, my name is Leon Arellano. I'm a Boyle Heights resident, also a law school student. What I really have to say from a law school student perspective is that it is time that the laws evolve with the city. We have laws in place, but we also have the right and the jurisdiction to be able to amend those laws to accommodate the evolving and changing times. Los Angeles is a city of immigrants. This city deserves to give its people who live in the poorest areas of the city an opportunity to earn a living. It is time that we do catch up with other cities like San Francisco and such as Chicago. But also speaking to the economic benefit of the city, we know that if we criminalize these things, people will be forced and cornered into operating other ways to earn a living and an income. Those people that try to scare you and say that it's about food poisoning, I'd like to see the data. That information is not out, and it is inaccurate information. We've got individuals who are talented and are willing to put out their work and their labor, and it's time we give them that opportunity, and they deserve it.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rudy Espinoza. I'm the executive director of a nonprofit called Learn Leadership for Urban Renewal Network. We work on policy issues in the city, and we have programs to support small businesses of all types. And I want to echo the comments that the folks that are here in this room and the folks that are out on the street selling things on the sidewalk are also entrepreneurs and are also small businesses, and they are what make Los Angeles the best city. And so it's a shame that we don't have a system. And my organization and a lot of the folks here are advocating for a citywide permit system to create a pathway for these folks to get out of poverty. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good evening, my name is Rachel Torres. I'm a senior research analyst with Unite Here, Local 11, the Hotel Workers Union of Southern California. On behalf of the 25,000 members we represent, we strongly support the legalization of street vending. We support this policy for the same reason we support raising the wage. It will be a huge boost to the local economy, it will help address poverty directly, and it will address the fact that no matter who you are, where you come from, you have the right to live a happy, healthy life. My partner's father is a street vendor. From his hard work, he was able to raise a family and put him through college, and now he's an advocate. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. Same-sex marriage was illegal and is becoming legal. Slavery was legal in this country. Women didn't have the right to vote. We're a just city, we're a smart city. It's time to legalize street vending.
My name is Cynthia Anderson Barker. I'm an attorney with the National Lawyers Guild. There are some other Lawyers Guild attorneys here. We've been running legal clinics for street vendors, and we've been documenting the LAPD's illegal confiscation and destruction of street vendor merchandise and property. So we presented this report to Charlie Beck, and there was a significant change. And here's why street vending should be legalized. There is no possible way for the LAPD to legally enforce that municipal code section 4200B. The LAPD has to itemize and inventory each item they confiscate. They have not been doing this. They can be sued for this. We haven't sued them yet. The same applies to the Department of Health. We're next going to focus on the way the Department of Health goes through the communities, takes people's carts, and trashes their items, their forks, their juicers, and their illegal carts. They just confiscate and trash. That's illegal. So street vending should be legalized. Finally, I want to introduce Rosa Calderon. She received 7 tickets from one officer for street vending, selling water, batteries, and Christmas decorations on the street. Rosa. Rosa. Okay. So this is why street vending should be legalized, because of what you do, LAPD and Department of Health, to people like Rosa and all the MacArthur Park vendors who are here tonight.
Yeah.
Thank you. I repeat, I respect the fact that you have comments and expressions to make, but the more you do that, the less time we give you to speak. Please understand that. Nicole Shahinian, Blanca Cruz, Steve Singh, Cavidad Vasquez.
Good evening, Nicole Shahinian with the Hollywood Chamber of Commerce. I'm here to urge your opposition to any one-size-fits-all policy for the city on street vending. We ask that any policy allowing for sidewalk vending should at a minimum allow for an opt-out clause for business improvement districts within the city where property owners pay an additional assessment to keep their streets clean and safe. Vending may be appropriate for various areas of our city, but it's not so for Hollywood Boulevard. Hollywood Boulevard is the most famous street in the world and is home to some of LA's most crowded sidewalks. With tens of thousands of visitors each day, Hollywood is a unique area of the city with very specific public safety concerns surrounding the use of its sidewalks and protection of the Walk of Fame. Hollywood Boulevard is already struggling with an overabundance of mobile food carts, CD vendors, street characters, tour bus solicitors, and cannot afford the increase in the number of street vendors that legalization would bring about. So we ask for an opt-out for business improvement districts. Thanks.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes a todos. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Blanca Cruz. I'm not only an educator here in close to this community down the street, I'm also an executive board member of the Zapata King Neighborhood Council and an executive board member of the Central Alameda Neighborhood Council, and most importantly, a community organizer and a member of Union del Barrio. I mention all of that because it is through the roles in that, and in fact, let me mention, I'm also a small business owner. And I mention all of that because it is through all those roles that I have seen a very unfortunate reality and some issues that we are facing. And on behalf of Union del Barrio, I do stand here and I ask that it is time that we legalize street vending. It is time that we stop the brutality of our people, the criminalization of our people, to continue to push them into poverty by giving them tickets. For earning a dignified living is inhumane. Our people have a right to work. That is a human right.
Okay? Thank you.
And we need to give them that right. When we talk about taxes, okay, where do you think these vendors buy their food and their product? They go to the local business stores to buy these products.
Thank
when
you, Blanca.
When we talk about trash, whose job is it to put those trash cans on our streets? Not our community members, but the city. Okay, we don't have those in our community, so stop using them as scapegoats for all the problems that we have. Thank you.
Thank you.
Most of the city council is in the pocket of many developers, so I'm going to talk first to the street vendors. Primeramente quería agradecerle a los vendedores ambulantes porque gracias a ustedes tenemos la mejor comida de Los Ángeles. And I think this is exactly the issue here. We have a city council that's completely out of touch with the people they say they serve. They should be embarrassed to say that out loud, because we all know that street food is the best food in the city of Los Angeles. It's the most tastiest food in the city of Los Angeles. And I didn't prepare statements, but I have common sense and I have a moral compass, right? It's completely immoral for the LAPD to be confiscating people's property, people that are just trying to make a living, people that are just trying to feed their family, right? So I think we should sue the LAPD. They should start being scared of people power. And I just want to use the rest of my time to say, Vencedores unidos jamás serán vencidos. Vendedores unidos jamás serán vencidos. Vendedores unidos jamás serán vencidos. Que viva el pueblo.
Thank you.
Bueno, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Caridad Vázquez. Soy vendedora ambulante y vivo aquí en Boyle Heights.
Ante todo, quiero darles gracias a todas las personas que nos están apoyando, a todos los vendedores, para que vean que sí se puede a nuestra lucha. Una cosa, voy a desmentir a las personas que llegaron a decir que somos personas que no quieren que estemos vendiendo en la calle, que porque somos personas que dejamos basura. Eso es una vil mentira, porque yo tengo 7 años trabajando en una área, en un área que supuesta no puedo vender, y tengo 7 años, y el lugar donde yo vendo tengo muy limpio. Y quiero acordarles que estamos aquí para que nos apoyen, porque nosotros somos pequeñas empresas que queremos crecer como cualquier empresa de nuestra comunidad. Y como madre y padre que estoy en mi hogar, queremos que todos los vendedores nos apoyen a esta lucha. Tenemos 7 años a esta lucha. Digo, ya es justo y es momento que nos apoyen al agilizar nuestra venta ambulante. Es todo. Y como se dice, ¡sí se puede! 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 ¡Sí se puede!
Thank you.
My name was Caridad. I'm a street vendor, and I live in this area. I have been, first of all, I want to say thank you to all the street vendors that are here to support us. I want to say that we are street vendors, and it's time to legalize all this. I have been a street vendor for 7 years. I have a place that is very clean, so all the things that they're saying that we're trash out the area, it is not true, because I have a clean area, and we're here to us to please legalize it, to make us the opportunity to be a small businessman, business people, and we also deserve the right to improve and become better. And I want to say, yes, we can do it.
Thank you. So, Carmen Fuentes.
Can I make a comment, just a few comments?
No, sir.
Okay.
We need to respect the
yeah,
list.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Carmen Fuentes, Liliana Martinez, Ron Goches, Pedro Tavera, Leticia Andrade.
Hola, buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Liliana Martínez. Antes de ser yo vendedora ambulante, yo llegué a trabajar en un lugar donde cortaban carne. Después llegué a trabajar en la escuela, como cruzando niños, hasta que se terminó el trabajo y tuve que ser vendedora ambulante, hasta que llegó la policía, me quitó todo, me tiró todo. Y me da mucha tristeza porque estamos en un país tan desarrollado como la ciudad, la segunda ciudad más grande de aquí de Estados Unidos, no tiene un programa, cuando sabemos que de antemano que en Nueva York, San Francisco existe. Vendemos por necesidad para poder pagar nuestra renta, nuestros biles y llevar a nuestros hijos al colegio, a que se superen y no repitan la misma historia que nosotros. Gracias.
My name is Liliana Martinez. And before I become a street vendor, I was cutting meat and crossing people, students at a school. And I stopped doing it because there was no more job to do there. But I started to be a street vendor, but the police came and confiscated everything that I have. And it's impossible that in this large city, we don't have a program to legalize the street vending like San Francisco, New York. And we do it because we need to pay the rent and send to our children to a school so they don't have to go through all the things that we're going through. So I think we can do it.
Thank you.
Mi nombre es Carmen Fuentes. Yo no soy vendedora, pero igual estoy aquí para apoyar a todos los vendedores ambulantes que están aquí, porque donde quiera los acosa la policía. A mí soy testiga de que he mirado que la policía los acosa, aparte de que les tira toda su mercancía, les ponen los tickets. ¿Con qué ellos van a pagar los tickets si les tiran todo lo que ellos venden? Creo yo que no es justo. Es mucho tiempo lo que han estado sufriendo y que no se les pueda dar un permiso. Creo que ya es justo. Es todo.
Thank you.
My name is Carmen Cortez. I'm not a street vendor, but I'm here to support all the street vendors that are here. I have seen the harassment that the police give to all these vendors. They throw all their merchandise, they give them citations, and they don't have money to pay all these citations. So I think it's the time and it's fair for them to have the rights and be legalized. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ron Goches. I'm a member of Union del Barrio. I'm a teacher by profession, and I'm also a member of the South Central Neighborhood Council. I say that because, like the other neighborhood councils that were mentioned, our neighborhood councils have already passed resolutions in support of legalizing street vending, and that's a process that all neighborhood councils throughout the city should push also. I want to say that, as a teacher, if this is not legalized, the parents of my students will continue to be criminalized. My students are also street vendors. That's how they make a living. Where we live in South Central Los Angeles, the average family there makes less than $20,000 a year. So in order for you to say that they cannot sell on the street is literally taking food out of their mouths. And that should be something that you should think about. Lastly, I want to say that while this process is taking place and we debate whether it's right or wrong, we demand as Union del Barrio that immediately a moratorium be placed, that all tickets, citations, all that be stopped until the city council takes a vote on this, because the majority of the people know that this is wrong. And lastly, I want to say, let's see, if you support the legalization of street vending, si están de acuerdo que la legalización, que deberíamos legalizar la venta ambulante, levante su mano. The people have spoken. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Pedro Tavera. I am a student at Maya Angelou Community High School, as well as the president of Maya Angelou Community High School, as well as Ron Goches is one of my teachers. I'm here today because, why are we here talking about trash? What does trash create in our communities? That is not our job. Our job is not to pick up our trash. Your main priority today should be the students, should be the youth. A lot of these youths, as Ron just said, a lot of them have to go out in the streets to sell because they need to support their families. They need to help at home. Their parents come from work and they still sell. We have that same issue in the school, students walking around with duffel bags full of chips, candy, sodas, and waters, just so they can make a living, just so they can help at home. It's only fair if they get out of that opportunity. It's only fair that it becomes legal. And it's not fair that they are criminalized for simply trying to feed their families, for simply trying to progress. Aren't we in LA? Aren't we in the big city of Los Angeles where all the opportunities are there when we are being removed? When we are not being allowed to do so. We need to take action and this needs to pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Leticia Andrade.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Leticia Andrade, residente de Boyle Heights. Les quería decir que estoy apoyando a los vendedores ambulantes porque son parte de nuestra cultura. Y tan es así que un día llevamos a mi nietecita de 9 años a los Universal Studios y venía contenta, pero cuando pasamos por la calle de MacArthur Park con los vendedores ambulantes, dijo, ay, es el lugar más bonito que he visto en mi vida. Y en Universal Studios no dijo eso. Entonces, creo que son parte de nuestra cultura. Y también decirle a los pequeños negocios que los vendedores ambulantes no son el problema para ellos. El problema son las grandes cadenas de tiendas. Gracias.
Thank you.
My name is Leticia Andrade. I'm here to support all the street vendors. I'm here to let you know that this is part of our culture, that one day I was taking my grandson, who is 9 years old, to Universal Studios. And when we got back from Universal Studios, we went by MacArthur Park, and he said, what a beautiful place. He didn't say that at the park, so at Universal Studios. And I want to tell all the small business owners that we also are part of this industry, and if you have problem, it's not with the street vendors, it's because you have high rent. Thank you.
Thank you. Liliana Martinez. Liliana Martinez.
Sherry Pest. Thank you.
Victor Narro. Santiago Chavez. Merced Sanchez. Marie Ramsey, Ivan Ortiz.
My name is Victor Narro. I I'm with the UCLA Labor Center, and I'm also a member of the National Lawyers Guild, LA chapter. My office is across the street from MacArthur Park, and you know, I just, the two frameworks I want to work under is that the public sidewalks belong to everybody. There should be no exception of who has or doesn't have access to the public sidewalk. The other issue that comes up, we worked on a day labor issue for many years in the 1980s. A city considered an ordinance prohibiting day laborers from looking for work. We went back and forth with a lot of struggles. The same arguments I hear from the business owners that had the same arguments against day laborers. There's no ordinance that prohibits day laborers from looking for work, and they self-select where they choose to work, and there has never been an issue with that. We just think that we should approach a similar framework with street vendors. They have the right to any public area of the city. And I think the moratorium should happen. I have so many street vendors coming into my office. I'm across the street from MacArthur Park with complaints. I think Cynthia presented a good document that you should factor in when you report back to the city. I think the city attorney, the LAPD, and the city council have the jurisdiction to declare a moratorium on street vendor enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you. Santiago Chavez. Merced Sanchez.
Buenas tardes a todos. Gracias por este tiempo tan hermoso que nos regalan para manifestar nuestras inquietudes. Orgullosamente soy vendedora ambulante. Mi nombre es Merced. Me decidí ser vendedora ambulante porque no me quedó otra opción. Hace 3, 4, 6 años me puse a trabajar los 365 días del año. Logré tener una tienda en los callejones, pero mi ignorancia, que nadie me dijo que tenía yo que tener una aseguranza, después de tener una tienda, no tengo nada. Terminé con una diabetes y soy vendedora ambulante. ¿Y por qué lo hago? ¿Por qué? Porque de aquí depende el sustento de mi familia, tanto aquí como en México. En México mis padres dependen de lo que yo les tenga que dar. Yo acudo a su corazón, a su cordura de ustedes, que no nos criminalice, no somos delincuentes, no le robamos a nadie. En mi caso no pido estampillas, no pido nada al gobierno, no soy una carga. Mi esposo paga sus taxes y somos gente decente, venimos a trabajar, no venimos a hacer felonías ni a robarle nada a este país, porque nos abrió las puertas con todo su cariño y por eso lo queremos. Gracias.
Thank you.
Good afternoon to all of you. My name is Mercedes Sanchez, and I want to say thank you for the opportunity you are giving us this precious time to talk. I am very proud to say that I'm a street vendor. I've been a vendor for many years because I didn't have no option. I worked many years on the street, and I have my own business, but I was not told all the taxes and all the consequences that I had. So I ended up with no business, but with diabetic problems. So please, I'm asking you, I'm begging you, please don't discriminate us. We are not criminals. I'm not asking for food stamps. I do not depend on the social services. I just wanted to say that this country opened the doors for us. We want to give back, paying taxes and doing everything legal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Marie Ramsey, and I'm here on behalf of the Central City Association. We keep hearing that Los Angeles is the only major city in the U.S. not to allow sidewalk vending. What you don't hear is that most, if not all, these other cities have strict limits on the number of permits they issue. They also have limits on where people can vend and usually when they vend, and they have varying degrees of enforcement of their laws. We don't hear that when the proponents discuss LA. A one-size-fits-all, sell what and where you like system, even with some oversight from the county public health, will not work. There are strict regulations on what type of brick-and-mortar businesses can operate in various areas, plus when they can operate. Restaurants, for example, must have certain types of ventilation and specific grease traps, just to name two of the multitude of codes they have to comply with. And they are inspected 4 times a year by county health. And each and every one of those people who open those restaurants want to be able to support their family and themselves. Playing fields must be level, and we cannot unfairly benefit one type of entrepreneur over another. CCA is a proud member of the Coalition to Save Small Businesses and opposes the blanket legalization of street vending. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Iván Ortiz. Soy un vendedor ambulante, llevo 4 años, pero gracias al sustento de mis ventas mantengo una familia de 2 sobrinos, un hijo y mi esposa. Con eso pago mis biles, pago mis gastos, y yo quiero decir a los caballeros que si ustedes tienen algún reglamento para mí, yo estoy dispuesto a cumplirlo. Si este el Departamento de Salud Pública quiere enseñarme, quiere darme reglas, yo las puedo acatar. Si la Policía de Los Ángeles tiene algunas leyes, estoy dispuesto a acatarlas. Gracias.
Thank you.
My name is Alec Ortiz. I'm a street vendor for the last 4 years, and I'm proud to say that with my sales and whatever I receive from the sales, I'm able to support a nephew, a wife, and a son, and I'm able to pay all my bills and my expenses. And I also would like to say, if there's any regulation, I'm willing to comply with all these regulations. If the police department has some rules, I'm willing to obey those rules. So please help us.
Thank you. Santiago Chavez.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Santiago Chávez y soy residente de acá de la ciudad. Yo pienso y creo que los vendedores ambulantes deben recibir un trato más justo y porque no hacen más que trabajar dignamente y ganarse el dinero como cualquier otro trabajador. La ciudad los debe tomar más en cuenta, ya que ellos contribuyen de muchas formas a la comunidad, y pensar que también ellos tienen familias como nosotros y que no hacen nada malo más que soportar la economía de este país y darles un mejor trato más justo, creo.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Santiago Chavez. I am a resident of this city. I'm also a street vendor. I just want to ask for a fair treatment to all of us. We only work with dignity and as any other workers, so we deserve, we support, we help the city too, and we support that we need to have a fair treatment to us.
Thank you. Javier Rodriguez. Bernardino Gonzalez. Juan Mendoza. Dureliano Santiago. Perdón, Aureliano Santiago. Rosa Escobar.
Yes. My name is Javier Rodriguez. I was the director of the Street Vendors Association in 1994 to 1996. On January 4th of 1994, the law, the street vending law, the only one we've had in this city, in the history of this city, came into effect. On that same day, the LAPD carried out raids in all the major selling points of street vendors, including right here on Breed Street. Just like they do now, they got their stuff, they threw it on the floor, they confiscated it, they ticketed them, and the LA Times, Patrick McDonald, yeah, journalist, top-level journalist, he investigated. In the first 6 months of 1994, the LAPD issued twice the amount of tickets than the year before to street vendors. The same thing that is happening now. Let me say.
Thank you.
Just quickly. LA is not only behind Chicago, New York, and other cities in this country. It is also behind internationally, behind Mexico City. Mexico City, approximately 7 years ago, grandfathered in over 10,000 street vendors just in the zone adjacent to downtown Mexico City, okay? We have—
Thank you, I'm gonna ask you to conclude.
Approximately 50,000.
Thank you.
Mi nombre es Bernardino González y estoy aquí para apoyar a los vendedores ambulantes. ¿Por qué? Porque yo también soy vendedor. Y el problema es que lo que queremos es que se legalice la venta al volante, porque
porque es necesario para que tengamos más confianza y trabajemos más seguros. No vamos a tener el miedo de que lo van a correr, que lo van a perseguir como que fuéramos delincuentes. Y este es todo lo que yo les tengo para decirles, y gracias.
Good afternoon, my name is Bernardo Gonzalez. I support all the street vendors here because I'm also a street vendor. I want you to legalize the street vending because it's necessary for all of us to trust and to be and working in a safe environment. We want you guys to treat us like we are supposed to be treated, and that's all I want to say today.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Aureliano Santiago. Vengo representando a la Unión de Vendedores de MacArthur Park, del Distrito 1. Señores del Concilio, ¿por qué piensan invertir tanto dinero para los señores oficiales que no combaten la delincuencia? Mejor combaten a los vendedores ambulantes. Analicen, piensen. Otra, ¿por qué no ese dinero mejor ocupen para construir mejores escuelas para un niñez mejor, para un joven preparado, que es el cambio de este país? Señores, gracias.
Thank you.
My name is Javeriano Santiago, and I'm from the union from the MacArthur Street Vendors from the District 1. I just wanted to ask you a question. Why do you want to spend so much money fighting against the street vendors instead of using the money to fight the criminal activities in our areas? We want to spend the money for better schools, better childhoods, and to have a youth better educated. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Rosa Escobar, soy de la Unión Popular de Vendedoras Ambulantes del Distrito 1, MacArthur Park. Vengo nomás a decirle a los señores de que nosotros no somos delincuentes, no, nosotros nada más somos personas que nos ganamos nuestra vida para darle de comer a nuestros hijos. No les pedimos a nadie, porque nosotros somos señoras y si vamos a un trabajo, no nos dan trabajo por la edad que tenemos. Entonces tenemos que salir a ganarlos el sustento de nuestros días. ¿Okay? Y entonces, ¿y por qué ustedes no pueden mejor dirigirse a la delincuencia, a los que venden droga, a los que venden todo eso y no se dedican a andar reclutando vendedoras ambulantes, tirándonos las ventas, pisoteándonos la cara y haciendo todo lo que ustedes puedan con nosotros? Ya estamos cansados de pagarles tantos tickets de $500 y $700, y eso no es justo. No es justo que nos tiren nuestra venta, porque cada 8 días tenemos que lidiar con la ciudad que nos quitan, nos botan y se pisotean en nosotros y nos maltratan de lo que, si ustedes estuvieran a la par de nosotros, verían lo que se siente. Pero como creo que ustedes están muy bien y los señores que tienen sus locales están en contra de nosotros, que debían de ayudarnos para que nosotros podamos llegar al lugar donde ellos están, no en contra de nosotros. Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
My name is Rosa Escobar. I'm also from the Street Vendors Union from MacArthur Park District 1. And I want you to tell you, please don't treat us like we are criminals. We are only people, decent people that want to feed our children. We are so elderly people that we cannot go and get another job because they will not hire in us. Why don't you stop all the criminal activities, people that are selling drugs, people that are doing things there? We are here working for the city. Enough is enough. Please stop giving us $500 and $700 citations. This is not fair. Please help us.
Thank you. Juan Mendoza. Juan, I'm going to ask you to wait. I didn't know it was the same person, so I'm going to ask you to wait. I understand, but other people deserve the right to speak. Lydia Avila. Doug Smith. Laura Blosser, Victor Salcedo.
Hi, we actually submitted three comment cards. One is for Metz Libriseño and Quelt Libriseño as well. Do you want to go first? My name is Lydia Avila, and I'm a Boyle Heights resident, and I'm here today to urge you to support the street vending program and come up with a program that's affordable and accessible to all. As was mentioned today, the street vendors here are entrepreneurs. They are the backbone of California. And just to note, look around. If we were in a room full of white food truck owners, we would not be having a similar debate. There is a tinge of xenophobia, a tinge of racist laws that caused us to be in this place in the first place, where people need to stand up and come out of the shadows just the way they are doing with the immigration debate. So I urge you to invest city resources in making this pilot program and a project accessible to the street vendors. The city of Los Angeles is a global city that just led the way with the $15 minimum wage. We need to lead the way again in providing entrepreneur opportunities that are dignified for the vendors here today.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Quatli Briseño, and I'm here today to support a lot of street vendors. And I think we should not make street vendors illegal. And I support street vendors because, like, they give me treats, and I've never been sick after they give me treats, and they don't poison us because there's no proof that they poisoned us. So how are they supposed to be illegal if there's no proof that any kids are sick? That because, like, you've never asked a kid if they've been sick after getting food from a street vendor, but you just ask your opinion of what you think, but you never ask us what we think, because a lot of us haven't been sick at all. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Betsy, and I wanted to say that arresting the people is not right, because they're just helping us, and they're just trying to help us because it.
Whatever you want. What she said, because her voice is very soft, is that she doesn't agree. She thinks it's unfair to arrest the people that are helping us by selling fruit and other food.
It's not right to arrest other people that sell fruit for us, because if we don't have any fruit, we might ask them if we could have some fruit. And if that's illegal, we would tell them that we can't arrest them, because they're just helping us, because they're helping us get fruit.
Síganse organizando y salgan adelante, vendedores que ya no tienen que esconderse.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Victor Salcedo. I'm from La Mascota Bakery, 63 years here in the community. And I want to thank all the government representatives for being here, and it's the LAPD, who has done an outstanding job for our community. And basically, I'm very upset and saddened that City Council passed a $15 wage hike. We can't afford it. Many of the businesses here, and they're going to leave Harlem back. They're actually going to leave, and I don't want that to happen. Creo que tenemos trabajos aquí, pero $15 la hora, muy pocos negocios grandes y medianos pueden pagar eso. Yo nomás quiero que la gente sepa eso. Y además, quería saber si our honorable councilman Weezer, did he show up to this important meeting? I don't see him here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Laura Blosser, and I'm a homeowner in Boyle Heights. I wanted to point out that there's an old American adage that says you should pull yourself up by your bootstraps. And I would say that this is the epitome of what it would be to be a street vendor. This policy shift, I'm a strong supporter of legalizing street vending. Making this policy shift would allow people with little resources to start their own business with low startup capital and overhead required. Also, the truth is that street vending, whether legal or not, already exists. The small business apocalypse that was mentioned earlier is a figment of the opposition's imagination. The opposition represents greed and prejudice. Selling food is not a crime and never should be. We need to honor the hard work of street vendors and legalize street vending post haste.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Doug Smith. I'm an attorney at Public Counsel. We're the nation's largest pro bono law firm, and we represent small businesses and nonprofits across LA County. We strongly support the creation of a citywide permit program for street vendors. But we've been saying that for years. Today is a really exciting day for our city because finally we have the opportunity to start the conversation about what that actually looks like. So we appreciate this opportunity, but let's not miss this opportunity to put forth a truly community-driven policymaking process. Let's learn from the mistakes of the past and ensure a citywide permit program for vendors. Let's learn from the stories that we heard tonight and ensure that vendors are able to come into compliance, come into the program, and achieve success through strong technical assistance and education and not the discriminatory criminalization that we see today. Let's move past the false distinction between small businesses and street vendors. Street vendors are small businesses, and entrepreneurship is what makes this city great.
Thank you. Juan Fregoso, Paula Angeles, David Diaz, Marina Hernandez, Francisco Romero. Juan Fregoso, Paula Angeles, David Diaz, Marina Hernandez, Francisco Romero.
Good evening. Thank you for having the meeting. I'm Dr. David Diaz. I'm the Director of Urban Studies and Planning at Cal State Los Angeles. I want to address at least four things today. First of all, street vending is historical. For the 5,000 years of cities in the world, we've always had street vending. For the plus 200 plus years of Los Angeles, there has never not been street vending in this city. Number two, street vending helps the local business community. It's part of the vitalization of cities. It makes the city work better. It's really important that we understand the value of street vendors and the fact that they're going to be here. Number three, the ordinance that was passed, I think in 1967 or 68, had so many criteria, so many problems, that even the street vendors didn't want to, the ones that supported it didn't like it. Here right now, you have preliminary requirements that only go to the letter T. You're only missing six letters of the alphabet. If you continue to make law and ordinances that are onerous, that are so complex and so complicated that the LAPD won't be able to enforce it, the city won't enforce it, nor will the county health department. You have to simplify this and make it work. That means you have to listen to the street vendors because they're the ones that are gonna lead us to this solution. The final thing I wanna say is important about this city is the dignity of work. These people are working 10, 12 hours a day. They want to work. They don't want to create problems for the city. They're making the city work. They're making their families work, and they're making our economy work. We need an ordinance that these people want and that they're the ones that direct the law for the future. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. Soy Marina y soy vendedora ambulante. Vengo a pedir por todos. todos los ambulantes y por mí, que se nos dé la oportunidad de seguir vendiendo en las calles, ya que pues yo por mi edad ya no tengo la oportunidad de agarrar un buen trabajo en cualquier lugar. Nosotros como vendedores somos honestos, también que no se nos trate como delincuentes, ya que estamos dispuestos a colaborar con los requerimientos que se nos den, y pues es todo, gracias.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, my name is Marina, I'm a street vendor. I'm here to ask you to please, on behalf of all the street vendors, to give us the opportunity to continue with our job, because due to my age, I will not be able to get a good job outside, and as a vendor, we are considered to be, we are honest, and we are to be considered to be treated like everybody else. We are not criminals. We're willing to obey all the rules and regulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes. First of all, I want to say that my dad was a street vendor.
Okay, your name? Your name?
All right. My name is Francisco Romero. I belong to the organization Unión del Barrio. So first of all, my dad was a street vendor, and he and I had a conversation this weekend, and he said, whatever you have to do to be out there in support of that fight, be out there. And that's why we're here as Unión del Barrio, standing with the vendedores. So welcome to Los Angeles, right? The second biggest Mexican capital outside of Mexico City. Also the second largest population of Latino Americanos, and that's west of the Mississippi. So we are an international hub, and we should be leading the way. As to the immediate goals of today's meeting, first of all, I echo the call for a moratorium on citations or any type of arrest of vendors. We also are in favor of dropping all charges to those vendors that have been recently ticketed, and to reduce the charges for those that have already been processed, if not drop them at completely. And return the stolen property you've taken from the vendors. Two, in regards to the proposals, we say no to more enforcement. As far as education and training, yes, it should be free, by the way. As to the models, it must be from the bottom, grassroots, not from the top down. And I hereby elect, or I would say nominate, she already left, the compañera Rosa Calderon, as the People's Democratic Vendors Unity Platform Chair to begin. And then that all vendors, todos los vendedores, in each district organized by their sectors, because it's the vendors that must develop this program and the model. Lastly, I'll say that los vendedores unidos jamás serán vencidos.
Thank you. Juan Fregoso, Paola Ángeles, Marcos Aguilar, Ignacio Mazadiego, Cuautli Briseño, Metzli Briseño.
Hello, everyone. My name is Juan Antonio Fregoso. I'm with the Central City Association. And I've actually been working with a lot of the small businesses going around throughout the whole city. I'm actually talking to those families that own these brick and mortars, and they have the same stories. They have the same issues in terms of feeling like they're getting undercut, not paying the same, and things like that. And there are over 600 stories here of families who are actually going about it, getting their business license, doing a lot of those things, doing it right, and feel that a lot of these issues right here, a lot of the vendors right now are coming out and actually imposing or hurting a lot of those small businesses here. I encourage everyone to be able to talk to some of these business owners who also have these families, have children to take care of, and different things to take care of as well themselves. So earlier they asked about taking a vote and everything. Well, I have over 600 votes right here who say, please reconsider this ordinance. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Aquiltique, Notniwan, My name is Marcos Aguilar. I'm executive director of Semillas del Pueblo in El Sereno. We represent over 300 families in our schools. And I'm here to demand a stop to the violation of our civil and human rights as a community in this process of enforcing laws regarding health and the illegalization of street vending. On Wednesday, May 13th, our school was unduly targeted by at least two governmental agencies, resulting in an unconstitutional and warrantless seizure of private property from the private property of our campus. No less than half a dozen officials from LA County Department of Health and a big rig assaulted a school community member who was selling corn on the cob, serving culturally based after school snacks to our school community. This action was coordinated with and supported by the LAPD, and an excessive congregation of force by the LAPD immediately followed when school officials protested the initial use of force and the search and seizure of private property. Subsequent review of security camera footage owned by our school clearly indicates collusion to distract and disorganize our school personnel through the use of an undercover agent who entered our school facility pretending to be looking for a child, distracting our school officials. This family cooperative prepares culturally based parent-run after-school snack sales and sells them on the sidewalk in front of our school, on our property in front of the sidewalk, to our students. They were targeted by Department of Public Health officials in a heavy-handed seizure of their private property. Without prior identification, LA County Health Department specialists grabbed the homemade wooden cart from the school property while family members were selling the after-school snacks, which were shaved ice and corn on the cob.
Thank you, Marco.
Ultimately, this ransacking of a neighborhood at Lotero and the rapid escalation of police force, we had up to 30 police officers respond to school teachers and corn vendors, begs the question, since when did our culture become criminalized? Since when have corn sales been treated like a drug deal? I was told that these were like drug sales. On what basis did the Department of Public Health allege that our local Elotero is an affiliated with a gang cartel, which I was also told? The incident was an unconscionable violation of our civil rights and a serious violation of the trust in our school community. On the same day, the LAPD announced a new safe passage program in our El Sereno-Huntington Drive corridor. We call for the immediate legalization
Marco,
of
street thank you.
Vending,
you can submit the comments.
Support and legal counseling for cultural food vendors to continue to help make our communities vibrant places for people to want to live and learn in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Paula. Yo soy una dueña de un negocio establecido. Yo veo muchas ventajas en esta cosa y cosas también desventajas. No estoy en contra de los vendedores porque todos tenemos derechos. Y siento que es una buena parte que se hagan legalizaciones porque vamos a estar al parejo de las obligaciones que tenemos como negocios establecidos. Ahí se van a dar cuenta de todo lo que implica tener un negocio, porque ahorita negocios ambulantes, todas son ganancias, compran, venden, todo es bonito. Lo bueno va a ser cuando de verdad sean legalizados, ahí se van a dar cuenta de todos los requisitos que requiere ser una pequeña empresa. Yo estoy en parte apoyo eso para que sea una cosa pareja y en lo particular no me perjudican porque cada quien vende lo que tiene y cada quien tiene sus clientes, nada más que sí me gustaría que quedara bien claro que fuera legal y que fueran las cosas parejas para que así el que de verdad lo va a hacer, lo va a aguantar. Gracias.
Thank you.
I'm a business owner, a small business owner, and I am in favor of this, even though there are advantages and disadvantages. I'm not against the street vendors, because I think this is a great opportunity for everybody to have equal financial obligations. So they will know what it is to have a business. They will know all the consequences of doing it. So I hope that they only have profits and don't have expenses. We as a small business, we have expenses and profits. So I hope that all these requirements that we need to fulfill, they will learn once they become legalized, they will know all the consequences of being legal.
Thank you.
Muy buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Ignacio Mazadiego. Soy representante de Dolores Misión. Mi expresar es cervantino. Mi expresar es el siguiente. las ventas tangibles e intangibles son de tiempos atrás, siempre ha existido. No comprendo por qué en este país tan maravilloso, número uno en el planeta Tierra, en todos sus ideales, sumergen a esta maravillosa cultura latina con la bota. No digo qué clase de bota, con la bota en el cuello. Hay algunos ejecutivos azules que el uniforme les queda muy grande y no comprenden las necesidades. Tenemos que obedecer las reglas, desde luego, pero el racismo es inminente, es incomprensible. Yo lo he visto. Ok, no vayamos lejos, aquí a milla y media en Chinatown. En el barrio de Chinatown, vendedores chinos afuera de los comercios y nadie los quita. Fuera de los comercios, entrando por la Broadway donde están los dragones, muchos vendedores ambulantes vendiendo sus frutitas, sus productos. ¿Por qué aquí no?
Thank you.
¿Por qué aquí no? Gracias. Yo, otro momentito. Y para las personas que se oponen a la venta de calle, nada más quiero decirles esto, que si alguna vez en su infancia o en su juventud en el downtown de LA comieron palomitas, papitas o taquitos en la calle. Con permiso.
Thank you.
I am representing Dolores Mission. My name is Masadiego. I'm here to give you my input, my comments, and all these tangible and intangible profits have been existed forever. They always have been there. I do not understand that here on the number one city on the planet, you step down on us. You just get our colors and pull out. I don't understand why all these executives on blue have these uniforms. They are too big for them. I know that we want to obey the rules, but there is a great racism that is very obvious in this place of the town. I understand that there is in Chinatown, only 1.5 miles from here, there are Chinese vendors that are selling on Broadway where the big dragons are. They sell the fruits and everything, and nothing happens to them. And also want to say, I don't know if any one of you ever had a popcorn or potato chips or anything from any vendors. I hope you have, so we'll understand. Thank you.
Thank you. Cuautli Briseño. Metzli Briseño. Juan Mendoza. And Lydia Hernandez.
Buenas tardes. ¿Sí se escucha? Ok. Buenas tardes. Con todo respeto, mi nombre es Lidia Hernández, soy residente aquí por 40 años. Estoy de la organización ILA, East LA Community Corporation, y estoy apoyando a los vendedores ambulantes y apego a su corazón porque yo pienso que no es un delito salir a ganar el pan de cada día. No es ilegal salir a ganar el pan de cada día para mantener a nuestras familias, para darle el pan de cada día. Es un trabajo que todo lo podemos hacer, hasta juntar botecitos en la calle es un trabajo. Sin embargo, tenemos que salir a vender para ganar el pan de cada día, porque tenemos que ser realistas, porque del cielo nada nos va a caer. Tenemos que salir, no nos podemos quedar sentados, cruzados de brazos. Y con todo el respeto que merecen aquí, yo apoyo a los vendedores y por favor que los legalicen, por favor, para que no los anden quitando. Yo he presenciado en la calle cuando les están tirando sus ollas, todo, les quitan todo, les dan sus tiquetes. A una señora le dieron 4 tiquetes en un solo día y todo el día me la encontré y me los enseñaba. Ya me dieron un ticket, pues ahí le va otro. Y otro, no, pues que ya me dieron 2, pues ahí le va otro para que tenga 3. Eso es falta de respeto, respeto al ser humano, porque todos, en donde quiera que vamos a las oficinas, dice allí,
No se puede discriminar a nadie por sexo, raza, religión, color. Entonces, si nosotros somos latinos, estamos aquí en el barrio latino, hasta se me enchina el cuero, porque estamos aquí, nuestra propia raza, andamos armados los unos contra los otros. No, ¿cómo? Si nos tenemos que apoyar, porque todos somos hijos de Dios y para todos sale el sol. Entonces, unos por el mínimo, otros por una cosa, por otra, pero por favor, legalicen a los vendedores ambulantes. Por favor, tengan compasión. Buenas tardes. Muchas
Thank
gracias.
You.
Good afternoon. With all that due respect, I'm going to tell you that I'm a resident of this city for 40 years. I belong to ELAC and support all the street vendors. I think they should be legalized, and there is no other way for us to go and earn the money that we need to put bread on the table. And I want to let you know that I support them, because we cannot stay home and do nothing about it. We don't get bread out of heaven. We need you to legalize this. And I think this is the way that we are being treated, or that street vendors have been treated, is not a legal right, is not a respect to humanity. I know a lady that she has received 4 citations in 1 day alone. And she came to me and told me I got 1, and then later on she got another 1. So total she got 4, and I think it's not fair. I beg you, please, please legalize this. Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes our public comment period. I understand there were concerns about not having the survey translated. We can now go through that. I can go over the survey, and I can have our translators assist with translating each one of the questions and options. It will be translated for the next hearing. Yes. Or I can take a few questions if people have questions. If not, then this concludes our community meeting on street vending. Thank you all for coming. And you are invited to attend any of the future meetings at City Hall, Van Nuys City Hall, or at the LA Constituent Center.